Not so long ago, when fast food giants reigned supreme, takeout meant cheap, quick, and probably greasy meals. Today, a lot of younger consumers say they want a different kind of fast food. Fresh, healthy, and if possible, locally sourced. Youth Radio's Natalie Bettendorf takes us to Berkeley, California, where else, where one startup is betting it can succeed by encouraging aspiring chefs to use their own kitchens to cook for others.
We're facing a kind of food revolution, and my generation is driving it. A recent Goldman Sachs report says that people under 35 want meals that are fresh, healthy, and adventurous, as well as fast. Bad news for your typical burger joint. Good news for food entrepreneur Charlie Wang.
We don't want something that, like, everyone and anyone can have. We want something that has soul, that has, like, personalization to it.
Wang is co-founder of a startup called Josephine. You can use the company's website to buy home-cooked meals from your neighbors. No drive-thru required. And from the perspective of Josephine's contractors, the chefs, it's a quick entry into what's becoming known as the on-demand meal marketplace. All you need is internet access and a kitchen. One of those home cooks is Renee McGee. On this particular day in Berkeley, California, McGee is stirring a giant pot of bean soup and scooping thick globs of cornbread batter into oversized muffin tins.
You don't want to mix it too much. The lumps will bake out and it'll be just fine.
Cooks for Josephine.com hand over 10% of their revenue to the company in exchange for the use of their online ordering platform and marketing materials.
It's like, here's a business in your hand, run with it.
It's kind of like Uber, McGee says, but with kitchens instead of cars. And like Uber, Josephine.com is bringing some surprising players into the market.
This week is meal week. We're going to cook for close to 200.
A few miles away at Willard Middle School in Berkeley, you'll see teachers prepping giant piles of vegetables from the school garden to be chopped by 12 and 13-year-olds. The school is in its second year of partnering with Josephine.com to make and sell hundreds of meals every month, with some adult supervision.
Maybe you should cut this in half again, because these are really gigantic.
The partnership's a win-win. Josephine gets the kind of community credibility consumers want. The school gets a cool learning opportunity and a much-needed source of ongoing funding. There are plenty of hurdles. 13-year-old Willard student Faye Rauber remembers their first massive meal attempt for Josephine.com.
We had rice that we were making, and it all didn't work. And so we had to go buy rice, like a half an hour before people started coming.
Despite mishaps like the rice incident, last school year, Josephine's partnership brought the school more than $30,000 in revenue and accounted for 25% of Josephine's new customers. But like other companies that are a part of the so-called sharing economy, Josephine's business model has put it at odds with industry regulators.
The issue really is about food safety and being able to inspect how food is prepared.
That's Mathai Chacko, a spokesperson for the city of Berkeley. He says it's not safe to buy food made in home kitchens because they aren't inspected and usually don't have the equipment you need to make food safely in mass quantities. Last month, the city's health department sent several Josephine cooks cease and desist orders for selling meals from their homes without a permit. The orders have halted business for many of the company's sellers, including Renee McGee.
You realize right away, I've broken the law. While you're doing it, didn't feel like that. Feels like I'm doing what I love. And people were happy and pleased to come here and get their meals, and I think that's their right.
But actually delivering on what makes consumers happy, well, it's something the whole on-demand food industry is still figuring out. With pioneers like Spoon Rocket closing and other companies turning to monthly membership fees, it seems that businesses are still working on getting the recipe right. For now, Josephine is still up and running. Some of their chefs, like the kids at Willard Middle School, have access to commercial-grade kitchens that have the necessary permits. And the company says it's pushing to change California's law around who can make and sell food. For NPR News, I'm Natalie Bettendorf.
That story was produced by Youth Radio and is part of our series on the future of fast food. Don't forget to take a look at our map of great meals for $5 sent in by listeners. It's at youthradio.org.